This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad you're here. We know it's a choice, and we're glad you choose to spend a little bit of your afternoon with us here on 97.1 FM Talk. So today, you might have gotten a news alert on your phone, and it might have made you panic. And what happened? Well, Elon Musk has put his Twitter purchase on hold. So if you don't know anything about anything, you're like me, and you've got to like research into this and say, what? No, don't, not now. What does that mean? Well, a lot of people are weighing in on it, and we're going to cover that today. I feel personally responsible for this hesitation because our Twitter poll, which I picked last night, has to do with Elon Musk and his hot takes on Twitter. So let's get to the meat of what this potential, well, he's put the Twitter purchase on hold. Why would he go about doing this, and what does it mean for the likelihood that Twitter is going to change the way that we hoped it would?
Well, the way I saw this tweet this morning, I looked at it from two perspectives, right? One was that many people were saying maybe Elon was looking for an out to be able to walk away. He was never serious about buying Twitter, and this could potentially be it. The other piece of this, however, is that, you know, he needs to get in there and create value for the shareholders. He needs to make this company profitable. If he finds out that more users are fake than he was thinking, maybe he doesn't want to pay $54.20 a share, and that's an aspect of it too. But it brings about this whole thing that Elon is very impulsive. He really wanted to go for Twitter, and he put his bid out there before he had secured the financing, before he liquidated his own stock to be able to purchase the company, essentially before he did due diligence like this. Most investors would do this kind of work first and then figure out what their bid was and go after the company. So there's a couple of different pieces of what's happening here, and we're going to have to see, as the Elon saga always is a saga, how it plays out.
Jackie DeAngelis speaking on Outnumbered earlier today, reacting to this and this notification that we've received this morning that the Elon Musk Twitter bid is on hold. Notice I'm saying that it is on hold. It's not canceled. He hasn't bailed out. It is going to cost him $1 billion if he bails out of this deal. So why would he be putting it on hold? As she was saying there are certain facets of this deal that he needs to make sure he's getting the proper value and vet these things, these claims that Twitter has made about their company. He's offered a price for it. We need to make sure that all of these things, he needs to make sure that all of these things are true and accurate before, I guess, he signs finally on the dotted line. Well, Cheryl Cassoni, also on Outnumbered, gave a little more detail.
They reported their first quarter earnings last month. Twitter told us in the brief amount of information they gave us before they mic dropped and said no more guidance to Wall Street. Here's what they said. They said that they overstated monetizable daily active users for several quarters. This goes back to 2019. I pulled up the numbers today. In the fourth quarter, they overstated by 1.4 million of 2020. Q1 21, 1.6 million. overstated users. Q2 2021, 1.7 million overstated users. He wants the proof. And what? And remember, there's $1 billion breakup deal over this. If either side pulls out of this deal, there's $1 billion penalty. I don't think Elon Musk pulls out of this, but he's doing the right thing, and I don't blame him. He needs to make sure that he can monetize these users, because you need to be able to prove that somebody on Twitter saw an advertisement. I have to go back to Coca-Cola or PepsiCo or whoever and say, yes, that user did see the advertisement, and that has to be proved. He wants proof. Not surprised by what Musk is doing. It is the right call. But I do think at the end of the day, the deal goes through.
Well explained there by Cheryl Cassoni on Fox News. The tweet that came out from Elon Musk about 7 hours ago, I'll just read it verbatim. Twitter deal temporarily on hold, pending details supporting calculation that spam / fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users. Okay, so let me let you in here on a little bit of how this functions. I have a decade of experience in working on the digital brand of 97.1. That's where I came from before they dug me out of my corner and stuck me in here in the middle of the day. First, they hid me on weekends, but I am so glad to be here. So have you ever noticed when you turn your radio on, it's free, right? You know, when you turn on your radio, you do not put a quarter in the slot. Imagine if you did. That would be great. Mail me those quarters. Lots of arcade games in my future. You don't pay anything to listen to the radio. So radio is free, right? Well, so is, network TV, if you can figure out how to get that antenna on your house these days. I mean, when it comes to a lot of social media accounts as well, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all of these different things that you use, you do not pay them to use their services. Why? Because they're advertisements. That's just the way it works. People associate their businesses with brands that they think will grow their businesses, brands that they like to support. But let's be honest, in the United States of America, you partner with somebody who you think is going to help your business grow, and capitalism is a good thing. Just in case you are maybe not quite there, this show stands for capitalism, and we think it's great. So what you do as a business is you find an entity, a property, an outlet, a platform where you think, I think I can reach consumers of my product or my service in this place, and I'm going to give them money because I think that the return on my investment is going to be big enough to make that investment. Twitter, being free to use, makes it so that you are going to advertise on that platform because they are saying, this is how many users you're going to reach. This is how many, if you're looking to reach women who are 18 to 34, we can target those people on Twitter and you can reach this many people. Well, what if there's 5% of those people aren't actually real human beings that might actually in turn go use your product or service? What if they told you it was 5% and it's really 20%? You cannot go to people who want to use your platform, take their money, and lie to them about whether or not they're reaching actual real people. So Elon Musk, who wants to take Twitter private, is going to get in there. And if he determines once he's in there and he gets to look in all of the closets and the whole attic and dig around in the basement and see where all of the skeletons are hidden, and he goes, holy crap, there are 30%. Spam accounts. Like, this platform is incredibly smaller than Twitter said it was. First of all, why the heck would he be paying the, what is it, $54 a share? 54 and change a share, I think?
Yeah, right at that.
Why? Maybe he should have paid 35.
Right.
So he's not going to invest in something that isn't accurate. Or he finds out, nope, it's actually 4.5%. It's not 5%. And I'm getting a good deal here. He has to make sure that his investment is, that what he's paying is valued properly, so that the product that he's getting, once he gets in there, he realizes, oh my gosh, this is not right at all. I think that this is a really good move, and I also think from what we're expecting Elon Musk to do when he completes, and I'm still saying when he completes, not if he completes, when he completes his purchase of Twitter, I expect more of these instances to happen in the next few months. And that's what we need to know. We need to know What is going on at Twitter? How do they collect their information? How do they censor people? How do they determine that somebody gets to be on the platform and doesn't get to be on the platform? How do they determine what they're going to label with, you know, what do you call those? The labels that like give you more information? Because it's not really a fact check. It's usually just like an expounding on a specific thing. So if somebody tweets about vaccines, they stick that little notification on the bottom of it that's like, well, here's the approved Twitter vaccine information. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The warning labels or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, it's not so much. It goes beyond warning. Like,
right.
if you share false information, according to what they say, mm-hmm. they just take it down. And
yeah.
Or they put you in timeout until you take it down, which is what Twitter does. Facebook pretty much just takes it down, I think. If you share anything for 2 years, if you shared anything about the pandemic, they had an approved set of information that was usually in partnership with the CDC. And it was like an addendum to every tweet that ever or every Facebook post that ever went out about that information. I think YouTube does it as well.
It's still on YouTube. Yeah.
I mean, I quit putting on my descriptions because we're live right now. I'm going to tell you about the YouTube live chat poll here in a second. We're live on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Friday's a particularly fun day to be on the YouTube live chat. And if we're going to talk that day about something that has to do with the pandemic, I'm not going to put the name of the pandemic in my YouTube description. I'm not going to stop talking about what I want to talk about on the air because this is my show. And for the record, it seems like it bears repeating every once in a while. Nobody's telling me what to talk about and what not to talk about. It's never happened. It is the benefit that the Annie Fry Show is a manifestation of whatever's rolling and rattling around in my brain at any given time. But also, if somebody were to hand me copy points, maybe I could mail it in a few days. Hey, just read from this paper. Here you go. All right. What does this say we're talking about today? Nope. Nobody does that. And as a matter of fact, we prepare this show like in the bottom of the eighth inning before the show actually starts. Brad will attest to this.
Yes. We do this show like the Cardinals do offense.
What?
At the bottom of the eighth, bottom of the ninth.
Hey, it's better than none at all, right?
Right.
You gotta, as long as you're putting the win on the board, which we could be doing it a little bit more of. The Cardinals, not us. We're winning. Trust me. I just think it's very good to see Elon Musk saying, hey, we need to get this out in the open. What if the scenario, according to what we heard there in that second clip from Cheryl Cassoni on Fox News Outnumbered, the way she's explaining, like, listen, he's going to write a check for $54 a share because he's been told that the platform is made up of up to 5% spam accounts and fake accounts. I mean, if it's only 5%, I would be blown away, shocked by that.
Yeah, that sounds low.
I am small peanuts on Twitter. Somebody here in this building, Eric, got me a blue check because Odyssey was in connection with the Twitter people. And the idea behind getting a blue check on Twitter is basically if somebody could harm my personality and who I am by impersonating me, that if there's another Annie Fry Show _ Twitter account out there and they're saying crazy things that could get me in trouble, that the blue check is, they're like, nope, this is the real Annie Fry. So there might be other people out there that are imposters or parody accounts for sure. I mean, good
right.
grief, how many Donald Trump ones
oh my
are
gosh.
There out there? Is the Trump Cardinals one still?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
Cardinals Trump is still
oh,
a thing.
Oh, man, it's like one of my favorite accounts on Twitter. I'm going to go find them and see if they're still tweeting because it's just like
it's good
the
stuff.
Juxtaposition of my legs. Very happy about it. That's the point of a blue check, but the Annie Fry Show, we're teeny tiny. We're nearing 15,000 followers. We don't have six digits. I would love for all five of the other people who are out there listening right now that haven't followed me, come on and follow me on Annie Fry Show. But I will tweet things and get on one tweet and then a subsequent tweet, a comment or a reply verbatim, long verbatim, from one account on one tweet, from a different account, the exact same verbatim tweet reply on another one in the same day. Those are bots. These are not real people who are interacting with my profile.
Well, it's weird, too, because you've even seen, like, you know, like Jack Posobiec tweet out a picture of just account, 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 tweeting out the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's insane.
It's out there. And so the point being, Elon Musk needs to find out what percentage of Twitter users are not real before he pays for a bunch of for a platform that is 50% fake accounts. I'm making things up, people. Or 2% fake accounts. And he's like, sweet deal, let's sign real quick. So that's the Elon Musk thing. Before we take a break, I want to tell you Jesse Sullivan, who is a candidate for the governor of Illinois, is here. And he's coming in studio next. So he's going to be in studio with us. I have done an event. He was at the Lincoln Day dinner, in the Madison County Lincoln Day dinner that I emceed. He was there, have met him. We've had him on the show before, but he's never been in studio. So this is a great time for you to join us on the Annie Fry YouTube live, because if you got questions or something, if I can fit him in the conversation that we're about to have, we're going to do that. And then after that, we've got Jen Teske, who is my friend and the best realtor on the Metro East side of the river. If you are looking to sell your home, stop it. I've already got your person. And she's here, and she's going to be in studio next. And we even kicked Wiggins America into the later in the show so that we could, Jen, because that's how important she is.
She's a big deal.
She's a huge deal. Like, way bigger of a deal than Ryan Wiggins. Did we tell Wiggins that he's bumped?
I did.
Oh, it's nice. He's got a story, though. So Wiggins America does live on, and honestly, it's probably going to be a little bit longer because we moved it. He was okay with it. So let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll, which is your favorite Twitter take from Elon Musk? These are verbatim tweets that he's put out. And you need to go to the Annie Fry YouTube live chat and vote for your favorite, the one that you feel the most. First one, stop the war on straws. Second, don't diss information. Third, chocolate milk is insanely good. And fourth, 69.420% of statistics are false. The Annie Fry YouTube live chat's where you'll find that poll, and Jesse Sullivan in studio next. Don't go away.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Far beyond just an attack on women's rights and women's reproductive rights in particular, you know, they're coming after marriage equality next. They're coming after birth control. They're coming after employment and housing protections for marginalized and minority communities.
Well, you know, J.B. Pritzker, what are you doing? Like, I understand what you want to make the big boogeyman in the closet, the Republicans, which are almost non-existent in the state of Illinois in elected office. You've got a supermajority of everything, and you are your own supermajority in the governor's office. Why aren't things good right now for people who live in the state of Illinois? And why are there so many people on the Republican side of the aisle who won a primary, who are working in a primary right now to unseat you? I mean, there is great interest across the board to get rid of J.B. Pritzker in the state of Illinois. And Jesse Sullivan, in studio with us right now, candidate for governor of Illinois for the Republican Party, is one of those individuals. Jesse, welcome into the studio. We've met before. We've had you on before, but it's great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, I love getting to listen to you guys, too, and the values you hold. So thank you.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're going to get to some of the attacks that people may have heard about Jesse Sullivan here in a minute. But I just want to give you an opportunity to tell me quickly, why are you running for governor? J.B. Pritzker if people listen to the show, they know that I think he's a disaster. They mostly agree with him. But why put your hat in the ring for this? You're not a politician. So yeah. Why do you want to be one now?
Yeah, we need patriots, not politicians, to save our home. And that's ultimately what it's about, is I love my home, Illinois. I'm a fifth generation Illinoisan. I hate our politics. They are so awful. You either have two choices. You can either move, leave the state like 120,000 of our neighbors have done in the last year, or you can stand up and fight back. And I am so sick and tired of these left-wing Democrats who have ruined our state, but also the establishment Republicans that I've learned are just as much a part of the problem in the state of Illinois, and in doing this whole pay-to-play corruption. It's a mess. And so somebody from the outside needs to step in who's a true patriot, who says, I love our home. We need conservative values back in our government again.
Well, you can go to jessesullivan.com. That's J-E-S-S-E, Sullivan.com, to learn more about the things that Jesse stands for and the direction he wants to take the state of Illinois. But you're talking about the establishment Republican Party in the state of Illinois. And of course, we've seen what the Democrats have done from it. I hear all the time, Jesse, that you're funded by Democrats, that the Democrats want Jesse Sullivan to win the Republican Party. Why?
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you look at Richard Irvin, who's spreading all these lies about me. He has this liberal stink on him that their campaign consultants say, hey, let's spread it around to everybody else and misinform and tell lies. So they say, oh, you're open borders. No, I'm not. I think a single illegal immigrant crossing the border is one too many. We need to be a nation of laws. You look at where that comes from. I started a magazine here at St. Louis University where I went, which I'm so proud of. You know, and then when I left, like most college kids do, I had nothing to do with this publication. And 6 years later, someone I've never even met writes an article in it. And that's what they're grabbing to say that I am pro open borders. It is ridiculous. But here's why Richard Irvin does it. It's because he has a sanctuary city in Aurora. He refuses to work with federal law enforcement on illegal immigration. So he says, oh, let's insulate ourselves from these attacks. Let's muddy the water so we make everyone look like a liberal. Well, I'm not. I'm a true conservative, fiscal, social, constitutional conservative that wants to push back against these lies. And I really don't care, you know, that someone like Richard Irvin would tell these lies about me, because I don't care. I wouldn't get into politics if I cared about, you know, the truth coming out about me. I care about the people of Illinois. I'm so sick and tired of somebody going behind closed doors and selling out the people of Illinois. The only difference between Richard Irvin and J.B. Pritzker is going to be who gets paid. That's the only difference.
We're speaking with Jesse Sullivan, who's running for governor. He's a candidate in the Illinois Republican primary for governor. You need to be paying attention to this primary. It is June 28th, and, you know, we're having these candidates on, and we're welcoming them on as much as we possibly can. When you hear somebody you like and you want to know more, go to their website, in this case, jessesullivan.com. And once you find the candidate that you support, please be active in that support for that specific candidate. Jesse, my biggest concern, and I've said this many times and I say it in front of all the candidates, I want to beat J.B. Pritzker.
Yes.
And in my mind, Richard Irvin would be better than J.B. Pritzker. You would be much better than J.B. Pritzker. The rest of the candidates would be much better for the state of Illinois than J.B. Pritzker. What we need to do is win. Bottom line for me, the Republicans need to win in this general in November. Can you win?
Absolutely, I can. I have not heard a single person around the state of Illinois say, I know what we need to fix Illinois, another professional politician. They need an outsider. We need somebody who actually brings real leadership skills to this fight. And so for me, it is somebody who's actually been over in Afghanistan, helping with as a civilian intelligence analyst. We are setting up local police units. It's why in these combat zones that we have back in Illinois, the police trust me to take it on. The largest active coalition of sheriffs who have gotten behind me in this campaign, because protect and serve is at my core. The other area is I have been creating businesses around the world, and I want to do that right here in Illinois, because we need to create the industries and jobs of the future. I have that background and that expertise. We need next generation conservatives, because you need to turn out the base. You also have to win over these disaffected Democrats. You need the Trump independents, the Reagan Democrats, and next generation conservatives who have been left behind by how far left they've gone in the state of Illinois, that are just ready and waiting for that next generation conservative that can appeal to them. That's me.
Well, I love to hear that. Jesse Sullivan in studio with us right now on the Annie Fry Show. Let me talk to you a little bit about you said you've got real plans. You've got a real idea about how to make Illinois better. You've mentioned crime, and that is a huge thing on people's minds. I'm going to tell you this right now. My personal perspective of this is Illinois politicians talk a lot about crime and the rampant disconcern with the actual victims of crime. We're more worried about making victims out of the criminals in this woke world that we live in than actually protecting the victims. However, I will tell you, in Chicago, huge problem. St. Louis Metro East, it's a problem. But the people here, we're concerned about taxes, inflation, gas prices. These are probably the top issues that the people in Southern Illinois, who are pretty detached and in some ways want to be literally detached from the city of Chicago, these financial issues are killing people down here.
Yep.
What's your solution?
So I am the only candidate in this race that has signed a taxpayer protection pledge saying I absolutely refuse to raise taxes on the people of Illinois while I'm governor. That means I'm going to get out a big Sharpie bigger than Donald Trump's and write veto across any new legislation that comes across my desk that has a tax in it. Because we do not have a revenue problem in the state of Illinois. We have a spending problem. We have the most units of government. We have the largest per capita number of state workers, and it's out of control spending. And so you don't bring a scalpel to that. You bring an axe. I'm somebody who has a private sector background of helping grow, create jobs and businesses. We are losing to everybody. We can't tax our way out of our debt problem. We have to actually grow the economy, grow jobs. It's nice to stand against and rail against the Democrats. We need a leader who can actually build the economy of the future in Illinois. And that's the background that I bring to this.
All right. Jesse Sullivan with us in studio. You're talking about federal workers as well. And I think about the people who are paid by tax dollars throughout the course of the state of Illinois, includes teachers and police officers and people who keep the state of Illinois running. They are also taxpayers. And, you know, I'm married to a public school teacher, so I see all of the stuff that comes from that. And I am fully 100% invested in my husband's success. Like, let it be known that my husband is a public school teacher. I support what he's doing. I love what he's doing. I literally married a public school teacher, a state worker. So I care about that. And there are people who are in that public life that are also taxpayers and don't like the direction that the state is going. And they know that their pensions are in trouble. And they're afraid, they've been made to be afraid of what a Republican would dare do to them. How do you, because the pension crisis is the biggest financial woe that the state is facing.
Yep.
How do you fix it?
So my dad is my next door neighbor. We were sitting out looking over the cornfields and soybean fields that we own in central Illinois. And I said, hey, Dad, I'm going to run for governor. And after he tried to talk me out of it, then he said, hey, if he's a retired public school teacher, he said, hey, if you take my pension or cut it, I am not going to vote for you.
Dad.
And I said, Dad, you shouldn't vote for me because that our word is our bond. We made a promise here. But it's only 39% funded. If we want to actually make sure that is secure and we have the money to back it up, we need to transform the system. Anyone new coming into the system, we need 401k style solutions for it. And so we need a real leader who will step up, help transform the system. But anyone who's earned a benefit under a Sullivan administration, you will keep that benefit. And we want to make sure that it's secure. But moving forward for any future benefits earned, we need to look at switching over to private sector like solutions so we don't have people fleeing the state of Illinois and we can create, retain the talent, have talent move to the state of Illinois for jobs because these taxes, highest in the nation. And, you know, the last thing I want to mention on the public school teacher side, we are going to lose a ton of public school teachers in the state of Illinois. This indoctrination happening in our school system, it is wrong. I have young kids. You know, it's beautiful chaos. So I've got 7 kids, you know, 2 foster children.
That's dozens of kids, people. I have 4 and everyone's like, how do you keep track of that? Well, if Jesse Sullivan can keep track of 7 kids, then he's probably best suited for the state of Illinois.
No, my wife is a saint, but it is our kids. Mm-hmm. And whenever you start to mess with them in our schools and they're trying to bring this sexuality and indoctrination in the second grade, gender identity is a choice. This is wrong. We need excellence back in our schools, not indoctrination. When I'm governor, you will have someone showing up at PTA meetings. I'm very invested in this, and I'm going to make sure we get this indoctrination out of our schools.
All right. Jesse Sullivan with us right now. I'm going to ask you a quick, simple question. I know as a politician, it's never simple because you got to give the right answer as a politician. But these questions are meant to be very simple. And I will start with that one right now. Do you support parental rights in education? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Police. Do you support the police?
Absolutely.
Do you support abortion rights?
You mean I am 100% pro-life, and this is something that I just want to share, that when Roe versus Wade gets overturned, you get to see the who are the true Republicans, like conservatives, and who are the rhino, you know, establishment Republicans worried about votes. These are human lives. I am so incredibly grateful. I said a prayer as a family in gratitude. We have this opportunity to save lives in the state of Illinois. We're going to be the abortion destination capital of the Midwest. They're creating abortion factories on our borders just to make sure we can, our taxpayer dollars go towards funding abortions for everyone around the Midwest. No, that is wrong. It is absolutely wrong. It's a moral issue. And I am someone who's going to stand up strongly and get to fight for life in the state of Illinois.
Do you support funding adoptions?
Yes.
Because we are conservatives and Republicans. This is a huge issue for me. We rail against abortion, but we have to provide solutions.
Yes. So many call out the hypocrisy on the Republican side and say, oh, you need to care for life all the way through. Well, my wife and I are foster parents. We were to a young teen mom because we want to help in making these tough choices. It is not out of a callousness. It's out of a love for life and these young children. And we need to make sure we show up for them.
Last question for you. Do you support government mandated lockdowns?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Day one, no more vaccine mandates, no more mask mandates. We need to be the land of the free again. If you like Ron DeSantis and his leadership rooted in freedom, that is the way that I will lead as governor.
Jesse Sullivan, it's been a real pleasure to have you in here. And when you're down in southwestern Illinois, please connect with us. We'll have you back.
Great. Thank you so much. Awesome. Appreciate it.
If you want to learn more about Jesse Sullivan, I highly encourage you to get connected with him on his website, jessesullivan.com, J-E-S-S-E, Sullivan.com. He's on Twitter at Jesse Sullivan as well. Folks, you have got to get invested in this race right now, because after June 28th, we need to beat J.B. Pritzker. We need the best possible candidate in that June 28th primary to emerge. And that's up to you. Not up to me. I get a vote, but I get a vote. Although in the state of Illinois, I'm trying to figure out that plan where you get more votes, but I haven't quite cracked that code yet. If you are interested in a better state of Illinois in the future, the time is now. Don't wait until the general gets here and then whine and moan about the options that you have. You have options now. You have lots of them. You have great ones. And get involved. Support with your dollars. Support with your feet. Support with your voice. Get connected. When we come back, Jen Teske, who is helping people continue to establish roots in the state of Illinois as a realtor, the best of the business on the other side, and also helping people sell their houses if they're trying to get out of this disaster before somebody like Jesse Sullivan might get the opportunity to come in and take over and fix things. She's with us in studio, bumping Wiggins America out of his normal spot later into the show. Jen Teske with RE/MAX Alliance. When we come back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listening to The Annie Fry Show. Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Man, we got like a whole host of really cool people in the studio today. And one of them is my friend Jen Teske with RE/MAX Alliance. We've partnered with her on the show. She is my choice for a realtor on the Illinois side of the river. And she's here. Jen.
Hi.
First of all, let's go Blues.
Yeah, let's go Blues. Was that an awesome game last night or
what? It was so fun. I like those dominant wins where, I mean, it's really fun to watch a really close game and to come out on top, but it sucks when you don't.
Especially when you're wanting to advance to the next level.
Yes.
It's nice to have that shoe in, you know you're going to do it, and now we're into the next level.
It's
so exciting.
Very
I love
exciting.
Hockey.
You do.
I do. I didn't grow up as a hockey person. It wasn't until I moved to St. Louis and discovered it.
Well, does your kiddo play?
My son was a hockey player, and he coaches youth hockey now.
So you're
in North
mom.
Carolina. So I'm a hockey mom. Yep.
I love it. You're also a realtor with RE/MAX Alliance, and you are the go-to realtor on the state of Illinois side of the river. And I talk about Stewie, and I talk about refinancing your mortgage and this stuff all the time. People, when he comes in here, people talk about, like, what's going on with the market? Where is the market right now? You're the expert on that, which is why we wanted to have you in here. Is it still a good time to sell your house?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're in the market to sell, today is the day. So, right here, right now.
So if somebody, I've sold one house, I've purchased two houses, and the process seems like stressful and long. You list your house. I mean, when I list it, we sold in 2015, and the market wasn't bad then, but it took us about 60 days. And that was a good turnaround for that. Yeah. What if somebody comes to you right now on the Illinois side of the river, wants to list their house, maybe it's a 3-bed, 2-bath, how quickly is that getting snatched up?
Pretty darn quick. The nice thing is, if you're someone who doesn't want to be inconvenienced with a long period of showings, you can get that house on the market, have showings back to back for several days, get multiple offers, review them, get it under contract, and then you're just working to close. Closing usually takes 30 to 45 days right now. Every now and then we're seeing a 60-day close, but you can have that property under contract pretty soon, pretty quick, and you're not dragging out the whole showing process and, you know, week after week waiting for that offer to come in.
So we were hanging out a few weeks ago at an event with the station, and we were talking about how you use your team. You have the best team in the business, and you use your team to help people who are going to sell. They're not like, here, sell my house right now, Jen.
Right.
You work with them when they know that they're going to sell in the future.
Right.
Tell me about that process, who you want to contact you, and what you do for them.
Well, I love when I have people come to me and they say, hey, in another 6 to 12 months, we're probably going to be selling. We've got some projects lined up we're going to be doing on the house, and we just want your opinion on them. On those projects, I say, wait, hold on. Let me come out. Let me take a look at the house. There may be some things that you are planning on doing to update your home that you don't need to do to get top dollar. So before you make those updates and those changes and invest a lot of money, reach out to me first. Let me come out, take a look at what you're doing. I may be able to save you some money. And the great thing about this market right now is your house does not have to be perfect to get top dollar, because we do have such high level of competition.
Yeah, the demand is so high on properties right now. What are some, off of the top of your head, what are some things that people do, Jen, that are unnecessary Is there like a bucket of things that is common that people are like, oh, I'm going to sell my house. I guess I got to do blah, 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 blah. And you're always like, no, you just don't need to do that.
Well, it's funny because we all tend to do a lot of watching of that HGTV show. And we want to make our house HGTV.
Are you talking
ready?
About the ones where the school teacher and the aspiring actor
want
to buy a $1.2 million home? And I'm sitting here going, I am busting my butt right
exactly.
now. How are these people doing this?
Yep. I may have been on one of those shows, House Hunters, and I can tell you it's definitely not quite like how it is on the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, they
You're
only have
me
30
it's a
minutes.
Production.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe so. Probably. I love to tell the story. Years ago, I had some clients who reached out to me. They'd only been in their house about a year and a half, and they said, hey, what do you think about our neighborhood putting granite countertops in there? Is that something that we should do, or what do you think? And I said, well, you should do it if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they were going to be selling. They neglected to tell me that because it was still on the down low. And they said, well, is that something that we need to do to sell a house in our neighborhood? I said, no, you don't have to do that to sell a house in your neighborhood. That is not expected, but it will make your house stand out when you go to sell. It will be a lot nicer because your house will have granite countertops and others in the neighborhood may not. They called me about 3 weeks later and they said, hey, we got the countertops replaced. So can you come on over? We're going to sell. I said, oh, you did not tell me you were selling. I thought you were just asking if you should do this. Oh, I am so sorry.
Uh-huh.
So make sure that when you communicate with your agent that you're very clear about what your plans are. If you're going to stay there for 5 to 7 years and you like granite countertops, put granite countertops in. But if you're going to be selling in 6 months, call me first.
Sure.
Don't spend that money.
So if you've, you know, anybody who's looking to sell their home, they may have $500 to put into improvements. They might have $15,000 to put in improvements. Of course, it depends on the property. But if you've got, you know, X amount of budget, partnering with you to know where's the smartest place to put that money and get the return on the investment when you do go to sell, that's the key.
That is. And probably the best investment you can make is something that doesn't cost you anything, and that's cleaning your house up.
Yeah, or just paying for a special deep clean type of thing.
Yep, and decluttering. I can't put enough emphasis on the value of decluttering. That's going to be your lowest investment and your highest return.
So we're speaking with Jen Teske. She's with RE/MAX Alliance. You can call her or text her at 618-541-1010 if you're looking to buy or sell on the Illinois side of the river. Do you expect the market to change dramatically in the next amount of time?
I follow a lot of different economists, and we are going to see changes, of course, in interest rate. But we are not expecting for demand for housing to decrease much. What we're seeing is a lot of properties go on active on the market, but they get picked up right away. So we don't have that carryover from month to month. So without that carryover, our inventory still remains low, and it's still very competitive when you're going in to buy a property. So I would say, you know, in the next 18 months, we'll probably see somewhat of a little bit of a stabilization, but we are also expecting prices to go up 8 to 10% this year.
Man, so the prices continue to go up.
Yes, they do. And in inflationary times, home prices do tend to go up. They tend to hold their value. People want to put their money into real estate rather than into other riskier investments.
Well, Jen, we got to run here, but I want to encourage people to contact you with any questions that they have, if that's all right. It's your phone number, 618-541-1010. The 97.1 family loves having you here.
Well, thank you. I love the 97.1 family.
Yeah, we are so glad to be partnering with you and grateful that you came in and spent some time with us today. If you're looking to move, if you're looking to sell, if you're looking to buy, reach out to my friend with RE/MAX Alliance, Jen Teske, 618-541-1010. We're going to talk sports with Kevin Wheeler. We come back. Don't go away.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.